has stopped complying with some sections of a 2015 nuclear agreement, a pact abandoned by the United States a year ago. Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono, among many others in the world community, says he is urging Tehran's continued commitment to the deal. This was Kono today.
Realizing stability in the Middle East requires Iran's positive action towards the issue in the region. We urge your restraint to prevent any escalation of the tension.
U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an executive order clearly targeting China's dominant telecom giant, Huawei. Here is AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The U.S. Department of Commerce has 150 days to formulate regulations banning technology and services from foreign companies that may pose risks to U.S. national security. President Donald Trump set the wheels in motion by issuing an executive order Wednesday declaring a national economic emergency. The order appeared to be aimed at Chinese technology giant Huawei, the world's biggest supplier of network gear. The U.S. government has been concerned for years that equipment from Chinese suppliers could pose an espionage threat to the U.S. internet and telecommunications infrastructure. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In what may or may not become a breakthrough, both sides in Venezuela's political crisis say they will meet in Norway for talks on solving the situation in Caracas. Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez is representing embattled President Nicolas Maduro, while lawmaker Stalin Gomez is leading the opposition delegation of self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. On television Wednesday night, Maduro said Rodriguez was on what he called a very important mission. Bob Hawke, one of Australia's longest-serving prime ministers, has died. He was 89. Hawke served from 1983 until 1991. The leader of his center-left Labour Party, Hawke's appeal was his everyman approach. This is VOA News. As part of a United Nations brokered agreement, Houthi rebels are said to have completed their withdrawal of forces from Yemen's critical Red Sea port of Hodeidah, long a flashpoint in the country's civil war. The UN says it plans to expand its presence in Hodeidah and that it hopes real progress there could lead to the warring parties back to the negotiating table. There is a worrisome backdrop to all this. The Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's government today carried out a series of airstrikes that reportedly killed at least six people in Sana'a. Sudan's capital has been under Houthi control since late 2014. The airstrikes came just days after the Iranian-backed Houthis claimed responsibility for drone attacks against an oil pipeline in Saudi Arabia. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, has entered the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. He is number 25 in the ever-widening field of candidates eager to do political battle with President Trump next year.
As president, I will take on the wealthy. I will take on the big corporations. I will not rest until this government serves working people.
President Trump is set to unveil a sweeping new proposal on legal immigration, which would put a new face on the system. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
It would shift to a more merit-based legal immigration system, favoring those with high-level skills and degrees, a stark shift from the current largely family-based approach. Officials say roughly two-thirds of green cards now are given to those with family in the U.S., and only 12% are based on skills. They say more than half would now be awarded for merit under the new system.
President Trump continues to argue that immigration has an easy fix.
Tremendous problems are caused at the southern border, from drugs to the wrong people being allowed to come in because of a corrupt and broken system that can be changed in 20 minutes. 20 minutes if they want to change it.
Trump spokesperson Sarah Sanders today voiced optimism over the White House plan.
It is designed to become law, and we think it should. That's why we put it out, and that's why we've spent a lot of time developing and making sure that this was something that could have buy-in from both sides.
Sudan's ruling military council has suspended talks with civilian protest leaders on a transitional government after at least eight people were wounded in an apparent clash with security forces in Khartoum on Wednesday. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan says negotiations have been put on hold for 72 hours. He blamed the shooting on protesters who would not remove barricades at key roads in the capital city. They were first erected last month during street protests demanding the ouster of longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir, who was then overthrown by the military. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Hi, I'm Larry London. and welcome to a very special border.